Be still and know. We live in a world that is full of beauty and marvels. It's wonderful just to be alive in this marvelous universe. If we live millions of years, says James Freeman Clark, nothing can happen to us more wonderful than this, that we have begun to be, that we should be humanly alive on this planet, that we should have been placed in this wonderful mansion of our Father's house. The wonder of the world, the wonder of life, the wonder of childhood and youth, the wonder of growing up into manhood and womanhood, the wonder of marriage and of the love that makes and keeps the home sweet. One is something less than human, writes columnist John R. Gunn, if these wonders do not provoke one to wonder. The man who cannot wonder, who does not habitually wonder, is like a pair of spectacles behind which there are no eyes. So said the essayist Carlyle, and he stated further, wonder is the basis of worship. Truly, it is not too much to say that the vitality of religious experience depends upon the preservation of our sense of wonder. Ruskin, another essayist, once said, I had rather live in a cottage and wonder at everything than live in a castle and wonder at nothing. As this statement suggests, to lose the faculty of wonder is worse than being poor. Nothing takes the glow out of life so completely as taking the marvels of life as a matter of course. In the book of Habakkuk, we read the words, Behold ye and wonder marvelously. That is the way to awaken or recover for ourselves the wonder of the world and the wonder of life. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Habakkuk. Behold ye and wonder marvelously.